T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
I try to figure out all the reasons the Leafs hurt. Number one, that's supposed to be us. Number two, that's not supposed to be them. Number three, they took the coach that we wanted. Number four.
Really? I would have stopped right there. I think you hit all the big ones.
There's like 10. They won a lottery. Number five, the guys that were there that were bums then are good now.
Right.
Number 9, 8, they made it so I can't count anymore. Number 10, it's
Canada.
Breaking
the exchange
me. There's another one. Number 11, it's Canada. Number 12, you would have had old guys and, oh, you got to win, guys. This Austin Matthews isn't going to save us. It's about building a culture and trying to win. Yeah, and they won the lottery and now they're all like, oh, the tank was fine. Number 13 is Dark Guy. So, like I said, when I said I was in a bad mood and that they've broken me, this is why.
None. WGR Sports Radio 550.
I guess the moral of the story is that with each passing breaking of me, I realize I wasn't broken at that point. I've been broken since. I'm now broken.
The capacity for human beings to persevere is amazing.
Yes.
You know, you don't realize how far you can go and how much you can put up with until you're actually put to the test. And we persevere and we go on.
Yeah.
Happy birthday!
Thanks.
There's a candle on your cake for each Buffalo championship that has been won since you got here. Which is why your cake is candleless.
Thank you.
Brayton, are we supposed to be singing? No.
My mom just called me to try to sing happy birthday, but it was too close to the start of the show, so I had to dismiss the call.
Oh, you declined mom's call on your birthday?
She should have called sooner.
Wow.
She should have called at 12:57. That's when I was born.
12:57
a.m.
A.m.
Yep.
So
12:57. Could have called then.
Yeah, I mean, she does know you're on 6 to 10, so you know.
Right. I would have slept through it.
Yeah.
But hey.
Happy birthday, man.
Thanks.
You feel old today?
No.
Okay. Good.
I mean, if I have like an ache or a pain, does that mean that's new?
It's just waking up early.
Yeah.
It's because you ran 8 miles, your body's sore.
I did do that yesterday. I tweeted this out that no one is happier about me being old than you.
Yeah, you're a year closer to me.
You're really excited about this.
Yeah.
You bought more gear than you would if the Sabres or Bills won a championship.
It's pretty close.
You bought stuff.
There's stuff I didn't buy yesterday.
You thought about it?
There were other things, and I just thought, this is enough,
I guess. There's a cake.
I don't want to overdo it.
There's a decision spinner where I would spin and decide if I would either sit in a recliner, mm-hmm. take a nap, mm-hmm. drive really slow, mm-hmm. be grouchy, dye hair blue.
I have one of those at home. Believe me, it saves a lot of time.
Okay. There's also
a little kit of goodies there.
Lubricant.
Uh-huh.
For creaky joints.
Okay, uh-huh. Right. Let's be careful sure. there. Yeah.
Over the hill anti-aging soap, mm-hmm. mega strength pain relief.
Yeah.
Are those actually... I wonder what those are.
I think they're empty. I'm just assuming it's just empty containers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It might be.
And I got you some paperwork, too.
I saw.
You see all the stuff you got
yes,
there?
Yes, it was very on brand for you to print out
I know.
The top 10 cemeteries. I like that you printed it out.
Well, I wanted you to have some research material.
Yeah, right.
I didn't want to send you a link in your phone. So there's the cemeteries, but no, see, there's chronology.
There's
you got
AARP.
The chronology wrong.
Yeah.
First is the AARP application. You save a lot of money on rental cars with your AARP discount.
Not an email. Print it out. It's got to be printed out.
Print it out because I'm old school. And then there's so you get the AARP first. Then there's the rundown on assisted living homes in Western New York. And then, you know, chronologically comes the cemetery list.
Well, when I got here, the cemeteries were on the top.
Ooh, I didn't. That's just a mistake on my part. I was just not. I'm not sending any hints.
So, congratulations. We're all very happy for you.
Oh, for me?
Yes. Yeah.
Because you're in my neighborhood?
Because I'm old now.
You're now in the zip code with me? You're not necessarily a neighbor, but you've moved into the neighborhood with me.
Yeah. I've crossed the highway.
You're not on my block
I live
yet.
On the other side of the highway with
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're North towns instead of South towns.
Who's the new guy in town?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all downhill from here.
I forgot I was 40. My watch reminded me.
Really?
Yeah, it played a little happy birthday message.
Oh, that's cute.
Yes, I woke up.
That's nice.
Checked the time and thought, thanks.
Well, check Facebook. I'm sure you're going to get tons of greetings today. Birthday wishes on Facebook. It's a very popular thing to do.
Yeah, that's right.
If you ever forget it's your birthday, just go on Facebook and you'll remember it's your birthday that day.
Yeah, who loves me the most? Who's gonna do it first?
Your Facebook friends.
Happy birthday
first. I'm sure you already have Facebook greetings.
I have one or two that have already started rolling in, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I would also like to say happy anniversary. Not happy anniversary. Whatever. It's the anniversary of Michael Jackson's death 10 years ago today.
What's today? The 25th?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He died on my 30th birthday.
Wow.
So here we are, the 10-year anniversary of Michael Jackson's death.
Hmm.
It'll always mark my birthday now for me forever.
June 25th.
Everybody remembers where they were when it happened.
Sure.
And we were out for my dinner, my 30th birthday, which... If you're going for milestone birthdays, which one's the best one?
30 is, I don't know. I don't think 30 might be really low on the list. What's really? 30 represent?
I feel like 30 is pretty good. It means you're an adult, but you're not an adult. You can be. But, you know, 30 brings with it just like, hey, cool.
Mm.
You're 30.
Was a big one?
40, people start to notice. 50 is like, wow, congratulations. 60 and above, you get to, man, good for you on being alive. Right? I mean, I'm kind of not even kidding.
Thanks, man.
That's
I'm
one thing,
3 years away from that. That's great.
Well, that's one thing that has changed about me as I get older is when I hear about people being very old. My grandmother lived to be 102.
Wow.
When you hear someone celebrating an 83rd birthday, I think, wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
So,
102, man.
She was 102.
That would take me to the year 2064. Will somebody win a championship around here by then?
Mm.
I'll be in a nursing home somewhere rooting.
By the time we're 83?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'd be 102 in 2064. 83 would take me to 2045. Knock on wood. Somebody wins a championship. Yeah, I don't know. 40, 30, 20 is, you know what? 20 is not, 20. I always thought 20 was a big thing. You know, you get out of your teens and there's now a 2 in front of your age there. I thought 20, but it's not like that's the age you can smoke or drink or gamble or drive or any of that stuff. You know, for me, that was 18 when I was growing up.
Right, 18, then 21. And
yeah, so 20 really isn't a big number in terms of a milestone of things.
I remember 35 because I was eligible to run for president.
That's right.
Yeah.
Only if you're a citizen of the United
States.
Which
I am.
Though. Okay.
Which I am.
Do you have a birth certificate to prove that?
Somewhere.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm just curious.
I remember that because it was 5 years ago. I told you the 7 or 8 things I would do as president of the United States, rules I would make about sports. You know, the same stuff I've been complaining about forever.
So when you become president, the first bill you'll send to Congress will be for the 3-2-1 point system.
Bingo.
Okay.
That'll be it.
I can imagine the debate.
It's very easy to fix. We can just get this done. We'll even do it on my birthday.
Hot debate on Capitol Hill today as the Democrats and Republicans are torn over the 3-2-1 point system in the NHL. More coming up later tonight.
Yeah. I did wake up thinking about, guess what?
Joe Pavelski.
A little bit. I woke up thinking, how many trades have happened since the Sabres' last trade? So I'm gonna count.
The Sabres' last trade would have been Montour at the deadline.
Yep.
Okay, right.
Brandon Montour.
Was it at Beaulieu, technically, that was the last trade?
Oh.
Was that more recent?
Time-wise, was that the same?
Right at the deadline, right at the last minute of the deadline.
Same, not the same day, right? Montour was not deadline day?
Montour
was
the 24th or something like that.
I've got it here. I'm on TSN or Sportsnet. I'm going to go back and count because I want to have an OSHA board up here counting how many trades between the last Sabres trade and, you know, where we are.
You know, we should put up, now that you've turned 40, we might want to put up the board that says number of days since you had an accident.
What kind of accident are you talking about here?
Well, you know, the kind that comes with aging. Brayton, what do you think? You like it? Brayton's laughing. He likes it.
Okay, here's
I'll put the board together. I'll put it up
so,
in the studio.
Beaulieu was February 25th. I'm going to spend the next 5 minutes counting how many trades
March,
there have
been. April, May. So 4 months since the Beaulieu trade.
There were 5 more that day. Okay, I'm doing some work here.
You didn't wake up. You didn't wake up wishing they traded for Calvin DeHaan, did you?
Yes.
You really? Okay. Yeah. See, JT Miller's the one so far.
Calvin DeHaan is good.
Yeah. No, I'm just.
And he'd be
the
second best defenseman on this team. I don't know.
Thinking more about forwards, but okay.
The entire, you know, whenever a move happens, there's the hockey community that looks at it, and then there's the analytics community, and it's a big bunch of, what are you doing, Carolina? Mm. Carolina is a team that really is well-versed in this stuff, which is why it was a bit of a surprise. So speculation that it's a setup trade for something else, or they're clearing cap space. But yes, Calvin DeHaan, JT Miller, these are both players, the Sabres. PK Subban, we didn't talk enough about PK Subban.
Yeah.
Would have been a good idea.
I was curious about that. I mean, I was wondering if
he had a bit of
Does that mean his game has fallen off that badly?
It's fallen off that badly, and he'd be the best defenseman on the Sabres, probably behind Dahlin.
Yeah, right.
Oh no, well, that's how badly he's fallen off.
He would be the second.
That
guy,
he'd
right.
be the second best guy here.
But it's amazing, you know, what did they give up to get Subban?
Two young defenseman prospects and two second-round picks.
And this guy was...
So do I have to give up Will Borgen and who's the other defenseman? Oh, you know what? I probably
Jacob Bryson.
It probably would have taken the 31st pick because one of the picks that Nashville got was an early second.
Oh, okay.
That year.
Yeah.
So it's probably Borgen, the 31st pick...
But did you see
something else?
One of the reasons why the deal went through with New Jersey was New Jersey was the only team that would take on the entire salary.
Yeah.
That other teams would have traded for Subban but wanted Nashville to retain some salary. And I'm thinking, has he dropped off the shelf or something like that? I mean, I know it's $9 million for what? He's 30 years old and it's a $9 million cap number. But I saw that and I thought...
But he's not under contract for that long.
3 years, maybe?
Yeah, it's totally doable. Totally doable.
I was wondering if that was just teams think that this guy is complete. I could care less about the social media stuff and what he does, you know, on Instagram or Twitter.
Which is donate millions and millions of dollars to children's hospitals.
Yeah, and, you know, what was he? He had a funny video the other day with The Rock, actually. It was kind of cool. I could care less about all that stuff. I was just thinking, you know, in terms of what was given up and teams not wanting to pick up that contract, I thought, does that mean Subban has just like got next to nothing left? I hadn't thought about it. I really haven't thought about defensemen. I should, I guess, because if they trade Ristolainen, it opens up a hole. As much as you would say you're obsessed with the Sabres, you can think about them all the time. If there was an obsession level meter, you know how they do fundraising goals? They have the little the thermostat, whatever, and you paint the lines all the way up to when you reach your goal. I'm getting up there in terms of percentage of thinking about forwards for the Sabres and waiting. I'm not waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning like you are and checking Twitter, but every day I wait for the Sabres to trade for a forward.
We're at 20 trades, which I think is not right. I bet they don't include all trades here. It's only whatever, but I think it's 20 trades.
Well, after the deadline, really things would have been quiet until, you know, how many trades would have been made since the deadline ended?
There was one on April 30th. One on May 30th.
Three or four.
June
3rd
was the Kevin Hayes rights trade.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And then we're into the 14th where it's Niskanen for Gudas.
Yep.
But, you know, Gudas.
Didn't need him, by the way.
I would have taken
him. You would have taken him?
Yep.
I'm just not a fan.
The question is, am I upgrading? Gudas, yes. Olimata, probably yes. Truba, probably couldn't get that guy, right?
Yeah, but that would have upgraded,
Is
obviously.
Justin Braun an upgrade? Maybe.
Yeah, I think he might be, yeah.
PK Subban, definitely. JT Miller, yep.
Yeah.
And moving along to... Calvin DeHaan, that's the latest one. I don't know about Ryan Hartman. Hartman's on vacation, and he tweeted out that he was going to be off the grid, and he's been traded. And no one, I don't know if he knows yet.
Because he's, so there's been no tweet from him acknowledging the fact that
he's
been traded.
I didn't check that. I just like the story. I let it sit where it was.
He could be in a cabin in, you know, Canada somewhere with no electricity and no Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And have no idea until he comes back. Until he gets, you know what, and no service on his phone. He starts coming back to wherever his off-season residence is, looks at his phone, all of a sudden there are like 57 texts on it. Hey, buddy, you've been traded. Yeah, I really don't think as much about defense. I'm just obsessed with forwards. What is Jason Botham doing to find scoring?
If you want a forward, one of the we've gone over one of the best ways to get one is to trade a certain defenseman.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe getting the other defenseman is the thing that
opens
makes
up,
that happen.
Right, because I do. I think before the draft, I thought, okay, if you move Ristolainen into Tampa, you get JT Miller, it opens up a spot on defense. Hey, go call Vegas. Maybe you take on Clarkson's contract, but you get Colin Miller out of Vegas. And you get your right defenseman, and you get a top six forward, and JT Miller, of course, that went out the window when JT Miller went to Vancouver. But, yeah, I think there would be multiple moves for Botterill. I don't think, especially if he trades Ristolainen. If he trades Ristolainen, you got a hole on your right side D. Bogosian is injured. Will he be ready for the start of the season? Pilot is injured. Don't know if he's ready for the start of the season. I would think there would be multiple moves. He would bring in another defenseman. Maybe you brought up a name yesterday. Maybe it's a cheaper free agent like an Anton Stralman. Not Tyler Myers, not the big ticket guys. Now they're talking $8 million a year for 7 years for Tyler Myers.
Not a surprise.
Wow. So maybe a guy like Stralman, who, you know, would be a veteran guy in your 5-6 pairing.
Jake Gardner. The only issue
he's going to get a lot of money.
Is he healthy? He's got back issues.
Okay.
But
Jake Gardner's better than Tyler Myers.
Yeah,
probably.
He's going to get a ton. I mean,
he
I
might
don't
get less
what.
Because of the back injury and because he's not 6 foot eight or whatever he is.
Yeah, six. Yeah, whatever. But he's still getting what, seven? I mean, this is why the Leafs are walking away from Jake Gardner. I'm sure they knew they weren't going to be able to afford him. So I think there's a defenseman move coming. If Ristolainen's traded, I would think there'd be almost guaranteed a defenseman move coming. And then, honestly, I think he's going to try and trade for a forward. And I think you still have free agency money to get a forward somewhere. Some of the, you know, we're going to talk about guys like Nyquist and Donskoy on the show later today. We're going to talk with Sharks radio play-by-play guy Dan Rosenowski about Nyquist and Donskoy. I mean, there are some options out there in free agency, not the $10 million a year guys, but other forwards that I think that could come in here and help this team.
Well, I listened to Elliot Friedman's 31 Thoughts podcast yesterday, and how many times were the Sabres mentioned in the full hour?
Zero.
Zero. I don't remember. I was halfway through, I'm listening and thinking, I wonder if I'll hear Buffalo's name one time. And I don't think I did. Maybe it snuck by me, but I'm pretty sure it was zero. And the way that I ended up feeling about it at the end was, we're waiting for everyone else to do their thing. We're the dust settlers, probably. Right? This team is about the dust settlers. One of the things that'll be interesting to watch is the Islanders and the Panthers. It's not just the Panthers that are after Bobrovsky and Panarin. It's the Islanders also. Hmm. So maybe the Islanders go to Bobrovsky and say, thanks for everything, Robin Lehner. Best of luck. Wow. But we'll take Bobrovsky. Maybe they go for Panarin. And then, you know, things kind of shake out. I think that the Sabres, because of the position that they're in, which is it's got to be tough to convince somebody to come here. And two, you don't have a lot of tradable assets that have value.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, how much value does Gustav Forsling and Anton Forsberg have? Because they got you Calvin DeHaan.
Mm-hmm.
And like, all right. And the same could be said for JT Miller. That was Mark Mazanik, a third-round pick and a conditional first. P.K. Subban was Steven Santini and Jeremy Davies. Maybe these assets don't have to be all that high.
Yeah.
That said, it whatever. I'm trying to be patient. I'm trying not to be upset by it. But I'm just sitting here waiting for anything, and I'm seeing other teams make moves. I feel like the Blackhawks have completely restocked and will be good almost immediately again. They're pretty much ready to be good again. And Carolina went from, you know, their drought to in the playoffs. So it's... You know, it's just going to be year 27,000 of saying, it can be done. How come it's not being done yet? And it's because we got months, we got time, we got time. But it does feel to me like we are second in line. First, you guys go make your moves. All right, who's left over?
Yeah. Musical chairs. You want to, you know, and we'll be the left. We'll be the person looking for the seat. I got no seat. Okay, well, just come on over here.
It's boarding a Southwest flight, but you don't have the choice, so you're going to probably sit in an aisle seat.
Yeah.
Everyone else is going to take the windows and the
you might get stuck in the middle.
I'm sorry, in the middle.
Yeah,
that's what
I meant the middle. Yeah.
Everyone's going to take the windows and the aisles, and you're stuck in the middle because you chose last.
And it's a 5-hour flight too. Yep. Which is, it's kind of, I don't know, funny, ironic. I'm not sure what the word is, that you finally see a name connected with the Sabres. In Pierre LeBrun's report yesterday that the Sabres had contacted Joe Pavelski's camp, and you realize they don't have a snowball's chance in you-know-what for Pavelski to sign here. You know, Craig and Andrew were talking about it on the Instigators yesterday, and Rave said something like that, you know, something about you could offer Pavelski $15 million a year. He's still not signing here.
Rave said that?
Yeah. I mean, this is just not a place. So I almost want to say, hey, okay, you're reaching out to guys, but Pavelski's not coming here. Like, you are not getting a guy who is 35 and still wants that Stanley Cup before he retires come here. Like, reach out to someone who you realistically have a shot at getting to come here. That's not Joe Pavelski. I get the leadership and the veteran guy, and he's still talented in terms of hockey playing, and he'd be great for your room, for your young players. Although, I get all the reasons why, but let's, you know, go talk to someone who actually might sign here. I don't want to say that to be the last team Pavelski would sign with, but there's just no earthly reason why he would come here.
Pretty close.
We're at the bottom of the list. I mean, he's not coming to a team that has missed the playoffs the last 8 years. This guy's going somewhere where he's got a shot to win the cup next season. Right. If he doesn't stay in San Jose.
Maybe if he won the cup this year, it becomes...
Right, and maybe that'd be different.
Sure, all right.
Who's giving me term and money?
But then again, he probably would want to win it again instead.
Yeah, that's why I just get frustrated because that's just not a realistic option.
Right, what you want Pavelski to do, if you can get him, is to be what you thought Shane Doan was going to be.
Yeah.
Right, Shane Doan, the veteran who's going to come in and be in charge of your room, I suppose. Yeah. When was that, though? That was pre-tank.
Joe DiBiase tweeted us out last night. Was it 2012,
that
maybe?
They were offering Shane Doan a ton of money, and he opted to stay in Arizona where they were. And that was at a point where this team was, I think, competitive. Would have made the playoffs relatively recently.
They weren't too far removed from a division title and then a playoff berth the following season, back-to-back playoff berths. And then it all went south. But I'm just trying to find the tweet on Shane Doan. There we go. 2012. He tweeted out, the Sabres offered Shane Doan 4 years, $30 million in 2012. It's a long time ago.
In 2012.
They would have won.
They offered him $7.5 million a year.
What was the division? 9-10 was the season they won the Northeast, and then 10-11 was the loss to the Flyers, or 11-12, somewhere in there.
Close enough.
Whatever. Yeah. So anyway, I was hoping that, maybe you call Pavelski, you hope that his camp will at least take your phone call and give you a chance to make your pitch. I just think you're wasting your time and your effort, because how do you convince him to come here?
Right. You call, you plead your case, you say, don't you really want... I don't even know. How do you finish the sentence?
Right. I mean, I know Jason Botchel the other day was talking about, we have good young talent like Eichel and Dahlin and Reinhardt, and we just, stepped up to the plate and signed Skinner and all that. And I get that, but man, if you're that guy, if you're the Pavelskis of the world, you're all about winning a championship.
And one of the things that's frustrating is, I don't think you have to work too hard to say, the things that will make the Sabres better this year, if they're going to be better, will be Mittelstadt and Dahlin in year two. Mittelstadt year three.
Mittelstadt would really help. Yeah.
Right, but let's say Mittelstadt takes the Reinhardt jump, mm-hmm. and Dahlin just progresses as planned. They'll be better, but will it be good enough? And, how much better do they have to be for anyone to be happy? It's got to be playoff close to be happy. Anything else is just going to be another year of how long do we have to wait.
Right. Well, Mittelstadt taking a jump would really be a big help, because at least it would get you towards a goal of having two scoring lines on this team.
I will say this. Thought about it yesterday. I wonder if drafting Dylan Cousins is something where you would say, well, if we had to turn Casey somewhere in a deal to get a second-line center, we have drafted the guy that would be
here in a couple
Mittelstadt's
years.
Replacement.
Sure, in theory.
If it's JT Miller in this scenario. So now we have our second-line center for the next 2-3 years. We don't have to worry so much about it, because Dylan Cousins would be here next year or in 2 years. It's just possible,
Maybe.
When
I think they also feel they might have their third-line center sitting in Rochester right now, right? Asplund's got to figure in their future plans down the middle.
Maybe. So, thinking about it in that way, Paul was talking about drafting the goalie in the third round, sends a message to Ullmark. Well, drafting a center at 7 when Mittelstadt's drafted 8 and you're waiting on him, it's very possible you would just say, still think he's going to be good, but we've decided blank.
Yeah.
Then again, I know Mittelstadt and Dahlin are pretty close. I wonder how that would matter.
803-0550 to join us on this Tuesday morning. We got a number of things we're going to get to today. Of course, we'll continue to be talking some hockey. We'll get some football. Got a handful of Bills things we want to get to this morning. I know we're still a few weeks out from training camp, but we'll get to some football matters too. Phone lines are always open if you want to bring in an opinion on whatever we're talking about, or you have a question that you want us to answer for you, a discussion topic. You can always give us a call. 803-0550 or 888-550-2550. Coming up on the show today, mentioned, we'll talk a little bit about the Sharks and some of their free agents, and perhaps whether the Sabres should be going after those guys. Coming up at 9:30, Dan Rozanowski, Sharks play-by-play. Plus, we'll talk NHL rumors at 9 o'clock with Renaud Lavoie from TVA Sports in Montreal. It's all coming up today, and you can call in and wish Jeremy a happy birthday today. You can do it on Twitter as well.
Have you seen how people are doing it? Brayton's got a bunch of texts. David tweeted in, happy birthday, we could have traded Vanek for Tyler Seguin.
I saw the
Another
Hall
text.
For Risto.
Happy birthday. We could have traded Hall for Risto.
Yes, I saw that one. That's
so
nice.
Is this going to be happy birthday? Here's something the teams we watch could have done and didn't.
That'd be great. Could have drafted Patrick Mahomes. Have you gotten that text yet?
No, people aren't mad about that.
No.
We got
more
a guy.
Stuff.
We got a fighter in the ring.
Okay, so it's more. There's no glaring football we could have.
In 4 years, if Allen falls flat, that comes back.
Okay.
In the meantime,
it's more
I
hockey.
Think it's kind of put down for a little while.
Gotcha. Grab a line, join us.
Not saying that's right, but still, I think it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is another text that came in. Says, happy birthday, Jeremy. Vlad Saboka, Patrick Berglund, Tage Thompson, Ryan Johnson, and the 2022 from JB.
Vlad Saboka, I saw a quick statistical breakdown that he was the worst forward in the NHL last year. Not
no,
bought out.
There's
not.
There's no way he's on this
not
roster.
Not bought out.
I don't. I really don't want to.
He's going to get waived.
Yeah. There's no way he makes it to opening day. Doesn't they make it to camp?
Travis Yost has said on our airwaves that Vlad Sobolka might have been the worst player overall in the NHL last year.
I mean, if you really want to be, if you're serious about changing things and turning things around, he's not on the roster when they go to training camp in the fall. All right, grab a line. Join us this morning, WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you. I asked for this. Happy birthday, George Michael, the late George Michael, and Jonas Enroth, and Carlos Delgado.
Did you DM Jonas and send him a birthday
message? I'll send him a text. Okay. Happy birthday to Jonas. I'll find some of the others. You want to roll to the headlines. I'm very proud of my birthday, bros. I never forget them as I look them up. Willis Reed.
No kidding.
Carly Simon, Ricky Gervais.
It's a good group.
Yeah. Mutombo. Huh?
You don't have Gary Bettman like I do.
You do have Gary Bettman. I got Mutombo.
You going to do a finger wave at anybody today? Carolina trades Calvin DeHaan defenseman to Chicago. In hockey news, Pierre LeBrun from TSN reporting the Sabres contacted the agent for free agent Joe Pavelski. Pavelski might be making some team visits. No word on whether he's interested in talking to the Sabres.
Marcus Stroud. Aaron Seal.
Marcus Stroud. So I have to slap you in your face today.
It was John Henderson.
Oh, I thought it was Stroud.
It might have been both.
No, I think it was might have been the other defense. Those were the two starting defensive tackles.
Happy birthday, Doug Gilmore.
Dougie.
The late Anthony Bourdain. Oh. I mean, come on.
Wow, that is a powerful
come at this birthday.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty
you're not beating
lineup.
This birthday.
You're not even in the top 10.
No.
You might be honorable mention. They get through first team, second team, third team, then you get like honorable mention. I think that you're in that group. The NFL released its reporting dates for training camp yesterday. The Bills rookies will report on July 22nd. The veterans report on July 24th. We report on the 25th. Kansas City wide receiver Tyreek Hill, I should probably put his name in that as I look at the headlines board, will meet with NFL investigators tomorrow. Yeah, baseball, Yankees beat the Jays 10-8. Giancarlo Stanton. Do we have the call or no?
What?
We don't? Okay.
I got another one. Best one yet.
What?
Anthony Gaudi.
Who?
Gaudi, the architect, the Spanish architect, all the buildings in Barcelona. Gaudi. I share a birthday with Gaudi.
There was a Kurt Gaudi, used to be a baseball
no,
announcer.
No, this is Gaudi.
Stantonian Blast.
The Basilica
by the way.
De la Sagrada Familia, all those places.
Oh, yeah, I got a picture of that on my phone. The first home run of the year for Stanton. Mets lost to Philly 13-7. Yeah. Italy was awarded the 2026 Winter Olympics. The U.S. beat Spain 2-1 in the Women's World Cup. Giannis Antetokounmpo won the NBA MVP award. I just put Giannis on our headline board because I can't spell his last name.
Is there really a take that he should not have been the MVP because they lost in the playoffs like the guy before us was saying?
Well, is the MVP voted on with the... Is this one of the things where it's just regular season only or MVP playoffs? I don't know.
Yeah, it's just regular season.
Okay, Milwaukee was the top seed.
And he's the MVP.
Weren't they the one seed in the East?
Yes.
Pretty sure they were, yeah.
And he was the best player, and he was awesome. And
then Kawhi drove Toronto to a championship.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. They gave it to the guy who was the
best
player in the regular season. Big East invited UConn to join. Those are your headlines brought to you by Hint Water. Hint is pure, still, or sparkling water infused with a variety of fruit essences, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint, mouthwatering water. 803-0550 to join us this morning. You know, we'll talk some more hockey with you. We're waiting for something to happen with the Buffalo Sabres, and it's a busy week in hockey with trades and free agency rumors, and then tomorrow, by the way. The contact period opens up for restricted free agents, and we'll see if anybody does anything with Mitch Marner, not named the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I've got some stuff on Marner from listening to the Elliot Friedman podcast. But first, Chris writes in, maybe the Sabres have been secretly waiting to make a huge trade just for my birthday. Happy birthday. Hope the Sabres pull off a huge trade.
Now, that would be a nice gift.
Right, here you go. Here, I've got it. My birthday wish. Here it comes.
Trading for.
I can't even do it. I can't. Right. Well, how could you possibly go with a real trade? Who's available? Who do we even know that's available? Risto, if you were a team dreaming about getting Ristolainen, you could pitch that idea because he's available. We would have said it about JT Miller.
JT Miller, sure.
We would have said it about Jacob Trouba.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think who else
is. Who's the big name that people are talking about you could trade for?
I'm trying to think of the cap strap teams. He's not a big name, but, you know, Burakovsky from Washington, if they don't qualify him or whatever, that he might be available.
Yeah, I mean, he might be free.
Right.
Ben Hutton looks like he's not going to get qualified an offer by Vancouver.
Vegas has got to do something. Vegas right now is projected over the cap by $1.5 million. So they have to do something. Colin Miller.
Colin Miller.
Would be a right. And then you trade Ristolainen for a forward. Yep. There you go. That's why Vegas has to do something to make Carlson's contract fit, for one thing.
Colin Miller. There's your target.
Yeah. So there's your birthday gift.
The Smarties love him.
Yeah?
The smart guys.
Okay, well, the Smarties.
Mike calls them the Smarties, and I like that term because I've got like four or five people I follow on Twitter who cover and break down the Sabres and the league and look at all the fancy stuff.
Yeah.
And I trust a lot of that, and they love, Chad DeDominicis is one of them, loves Colin Miller.
He had an interesting piece up yesterday about a guy like Richard Panik as a middle six forward on the Sabres. Won't cost you a ton and can come in and contribute, get you double-digit goals. You know, that'd be a nice addition, too. If the Smarties know more about this stuff than I do. So make that trade, get Colin Miller, and then you can spin Ristolainen to wherever you want to get a forward from, whoever wants Ristolainen for a top six forward. You make those two moves, by the way, I'm good. I'm happy. I think there are other things Botchel would want to do. I still do think he can get not a top of the line guy, but a middle tier guy in free agency. I don't know if dust settler's the term, but I think there is someone in free agency, whether it's another forward somewhere. Well, it would be if you got Colin Miller, you wouldn't be looking for a defenseman, a forward somewhere who can play on this roster that won't cost you $9 million a year. I expect he would do that. So two trades, one free agent forward, boom, done, ready to go. That was easy. Next up. What's next on our list of things to do? Trade for a defenseman, trade for a top six winger, forward rather, sign another forward. Those three additions, that's it. I'm good. We move on. Because if you play around with the depth chart, I was playing around with a depth chart yesterday, there's some big holes in terms of, you know, forwards. Number two center, a winger on the second line, and perhaps a right side defenseman if you trade Risto. Some big holes to fill. You can add another bottom six forward too, right? Pominville or Vanek, one of those guys being in the bottom six. Rodriguez comes back.
Bring back Derek Roy while you're at it. Let's go for
it. Where is Derek Roy
these
Dumont,
days? Get Dumont, Hodelik.
Hey, would Roy have been on Edmonton when Kruger was there?
I don't know. But Tyler Ennis is a UFA.
Nothing.
Ennis, Vanek, Pominville, third line.
The band is getting back together.
Book
Where's
it.
Drew Stafford? Right? What was it? Stafford, Ennis, Foligno? Did they have like a real hot stretch as a line
once? Stafford still in New Jersey or is he retired? He's currently playing for the Devils.
Okay.
Might be a free agent after this
year. Bring him back.
Yeah.
Come on, Drew. We're doing this. He had 5 goals last year, Stafford.
We're getting the band back together.
33.
5 goals?
Yeah.
On this team, that would put him, what, third in goals? Or no?
Well, let me say this.
All right, there was no call for that.
Here's one thing. If you really think back to those guys,
yep.
If you think back about Drew, I'm not Drew and Breer, the others, Stafford, Vanek, Roy, Finneganoff, you know, the problem that the Sabres ran into was that was their top.
Throwing Pominville in there?
Pominville, sure. Yeah. That was their top. And we watched the team be good, competitive, never really contending for a championship.
Mm-hmm.
So when things went south, this is me a little birthday honesty here. And I think a lot of people might agree with this concept. When we were starting to get towards, let's tank. The answer was because, like, we've never had the guys above those guys.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had the guy above. I mean, Drury and Breer were here for a brief period of time, but then they both left. And it's, how do I get the line above Derek Roy's line and above Stafford and Dumont? And the answer was obvious. Pick at the top. So, you know, the the vision board of it as we were trying to lay out, how can this thing work? Like, easy. We'll just go to the bottom. We'll get those guys that we've never been able to get before, and then just resume operations like normal and have Staffords and Vanek's and Pominvilles.
Yeah, but as the supporting guys, not the lead.
Exactly,
characters.
As the supporting guys. Yeah. And what has happened is you did the first part, and then the GMs since have not been able to get those guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're not here.
Right.
It's Connor Sherry, and he's okay. Yeah. It's waiting for Girgensons and Larson to be slotted appropriately because your second line is just absent. I mean, you probably had it with Ryan O'Reilly here. You had two centers. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like I think about that all the time. Why did you think a tank was would work? Because I figured this team could do what it always did, which is have middling talent. Have guys in the middle that were okay, that were good.
Right.
You know? And that's the thing that they've clearly failed at since then.
Well, now they have a top line, and then what?
Nothing. But that can be done. You know, Colorado had one line. Mm-hmm. And they're about to round it out quite a bit with some more pieces coming up, Cal McCarr.
Do you know Colorado has $35 million in cap space? That is sick.
I mean, Colorado.
That's crazy.
Colorado is going to be like the generation that bought houses for $5,000.
Yeah.
And then the value went up to $50,000.
Right. Because even if you give Rantanen a big contract, you still have tons of cap space.
They got McKinnon for $6 million.
And Landeskog.
Yep.
That's just nuts.
That's buying houses before the market blew up.
Here's the team in the postseason that everybody's saying, look out for Colorado. They're going to be good for years to come. And as opposed to, say, Toronto, who became good and in 2 years or so ran out of cap space, the Avalanche are just loaded with room to do whatever they want to do.
Good for them.
Yeah. I mean, that's just that. What a great spot to be in.
Matt Duchene's going to Nashville.
Sounds like it.
That's what
right?
Friedman had a guy on that said 100%.
Oh, really? Okay.
100%.
Right.
He's got a house there. He loves country music.
Okay.
I'm serious.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. He had a house there.
And I was thinking about Nashville, too. Nashville's a great example of how when you start to win, people want to go there.
Well, you don't have to sell anybody on Nashville. Sure.
Well, that's the thing. When Nashville was irrelevant, the city was still cool.
Yeah.
Now
you got the city. You got crazy fans. You got winning hockey.
You've got one of the most fun environments in the league. Mm-hmm. They win. They've been to the conference finals 3 years in a row, two out of 3 years. They went to the cup final. They win their division all the time. You know, they're good. If they aren't good, Nashville's still a cool town, but people, mm-hmm. you know, players aren't running to go to Nashville.
No, but like you said, it's a fun environment to play in. You know, people talk about Buffalo being a hockey town. Well, look at Nashville's fan base and how much they've just embraced the hockey program.
Over and over again, I just think about it. Nobody would have gone to Chicago 10 years ago, I mean, more than 10
more,
now.
Yeah.
What happens if Vegas, after the expansion draft, doesn't go to the cup final but is a 10th place team?
Yeah.
You know, players aren't just eager to go to Vegas, even though it's a cool city. It just gets back to, I'm sure that city and lifestyle and weather and cost of living, all that stuff does matter. But so many of these players want to get a chance to win because winning is fun, right?
Well, yeah.
And that's the
better
thing,
than the alternative.
That's the thing that worries me about this situation for the Sabres is you can't exactly convince anybody you're about to do that. And you just hope that you can.
You want to win and you want to be in the playoffs. That was the only thing that I was worried about with Skinner. You know, that close to free agency, does he think, how long will it take, does he think, or did he think, now that he signed, before they win around here, before he makes, guy's never been in the playoffs. I'd be really worried about that before I put my name on a contract with the Buffalo Sabres. I want to be in the postseason. And that's why the Pavelski stuff, to me, it's just a pipe dream.
They probably have to take more flyers like guys on Skinner. Like, come here for a couple years.
Yeah.
Come here for 1 year. Prove what you've got here.
And then we'll step up. Like we did with Skinner, we'll step up, we'll sign you, and you'll be part of the turnaround with these young players that are developing. 803-0550 to join us this morning.
What about Paul Stastny?
Where's Paul Stastny?
He's in Vegas.
Vegas, okay.
A texter wrote in. Steve wrote in. It seems like if you want to get Colin Miller from Vegas, you have to take Stastny. He's a $6.5 million cap hit for 2 more years.
If I was making you take a contract, I'd still try and get rid of Clarkson unless I don't know if they put him on long-term injured reserve.
I mean, Stastny had 42 points in 50 games last year.
That's what
year.
I said. I think there's still a value in Stastny. If I'm making you take a bad contract, get Clarkson off my roster.
Well, he's 33, Stastny. So, like, you would expect things to, you know, to go a certain way. He does have a...
But at least he's still playing.
He does have a no trade.
You know? Oh, he does. Okay. Clarkson's not playing. Take that contract for me. By the way, coverage of free agency in the NHL and WGR is brought to you by Fiegel & Carr, your border attorneys, by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women, and by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it is the place to buy a case.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, I can't control the actions of others or the words of others, but I can always control my reaction to those things. So I think everybody deserves respect, regardless of job title or role. And, you know, I hope people can understand that this is a tough game played by passionate competitors. And I hope moving forward that we can all do our jobs honestly, critically, understand that other people are involved.
So that's Nikki Callaway. Right, manager of the Mets, yeah. And after
at least today he is anyway.
After swearing at a reporter,
yeah,
and another player swearing at a reporter and threatening like beat him up.
The news, I believe the term was "knock you the bleep out."
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. The news came that the Mets GM has been managing the games from his home.
Well,
texting people to tell the manager when to take a pitcher out of a game. So you know, like it could happen to anybody. Howard, could happen to anybody.
You enjoying this? Honestly, I'm not even. It doesn't even faze me.
What's tomorrow?
Right. That's right. This doesn't. I actually would love to know, because not to delve deeply into the Mets, because there are probably only three Mets fans that are out there. But
you, Rob Lucas, and Joe Beamer.
All right. Maybe there's one other person out there listening. The manager has made some very strange moves in terms of his bullpen. Now, honestly, I'm wondering if it was Callaway and the GM was trying to cover for him, was trying to tell him, you really don't know what you're doing. Do this instead. Or are those crazy bullpen moves, the GM texting the manager and saying, you have to do this. Either way, whatever. There's nothing that can happen that would faze me when it comes to the Mets. Anything is possible for incompetence when it comes to the guys from Queens. The Bisons are going to be home this weekend. They are red hot. They have won six straight. They've won 14 of 17. They're playing their best baseball of the year. The weather forecast is looking good. They return home Friday for a six-game homestand. It'll take us right up to the big July 3rd Independence Eve celebration with the BPO. Friday night bash against Syracuse. Tim Tebow's in town. Mets fans, Syracuse is the Mets AAA affiliate, and Tebow is on the Syracuse Mets. So that's Friday night bash, post-game fireworks. Saturday is baseball movie tribute night. Yeah, they're going to pay honor to Field of Dreams, Major League, and The Natural. Dwyer Brown, he's the guy who played Ray Kinsella's dad, John. You know, hey, Dad, you want to have a catch? So he's going to be in town for an appearance and an autograph session. Another Labatterday night is on tap for Saturday. And then Sunday's team autograph day. Fans can get on the field before the game, get autographs from the entire Bisons team. There's a special gate time of 11:30, and it's Carnival Day. So here's what you want to do. And you can still, by the way, get the special four-pack for the July 3rd Independence Eve celebration with the BPO. You can save money with the four-pack. So what you do is go to Bisons.com. Whatever tickets you need for the upcoming homestand or any game this season, whenever you want to go to a game, go to Bisons.com. You'll find a link to get tickets right there on the homepage.
I'm going to start using this on the show.
You got to put the glasses on. Now, they're attached to the cane. Anyway, Bisons.com. Pick out the game. You're killing me.
This is the old man cane that he got me that makes noises.
I like that one. Can I?
You can finish.
Bisons.com. Pick.
You asked for it.
Pick the game you want to go to. Select the seats you want to sit in. Print tickets on your computer at Bisons.com. I was looking for, you know, gag gifts, and they had some different things, you know, the spinner and the little medical pack there and all that. But I thought the cane was, because there's a number of elements on the cane. You got the big crazy glasses with the thick lenses. You got the little horn. You got a little mini megaphone there to alert people that you're coming. And you got the cane, and you got your old man sign on the cane. I just thought that was like an all multi-purpose cane.
Yeah, thank you.
Which is, you know, something you're going to need.
It was out in the bistro. The cake you brought. We put the cake out there. Rob Lucas took the first piece.
Oh, good. I wanted somebody to eat it.
He went unconventional.
You go to the corner, one of the corners.
He went to the corner.
Yeah.
He cut a triangle.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah,
he
Who cuts triangle cake?
He cut literally, he cut the corner off. Not,
really?
Not a square from the corner, but he just went and lopped off a corner of the cake, diagonal cut.
See, I always thought...
Now, I don't have a problem with the diagonal cut for his piece, but now the rest of the cake, what is everyone else supposed to do?
Yeah.
They're looking at it and thinking, where are my square boundaries? How am I supposed to react to this?
Well, that's why I'm going to have to talk to Rob. The triangle cut are on circular cakes. Rectangular cakes, you go with square cuts.
Sure.
The triangle is the round cake.
Well, he went a triangle out of the corner.
Well, that throws the whole chemistry off.
He also asked, because he walked by the studio and saw all these balloons and everything, he said, are you someone that likes birthdays or are they mocking you? To which I said, no. He said, are you someone who's all about their birthday or are they mocking you? And I said, neither.
Yeah, I don't think, like, you don't have, like, a birthday phobia or anything.
No, not a fetish either.
Yeah. Yeah, no, right. This is not done because you hate birthdays and I'm pointing out, bringing attention to your birthday.
No, it's because, you know.
Because you're 40. It's a big birthday.
Well, it's that, and the hockey team isn't doing anything, so we might as well talk about something.
Yeah, it doesn't say happy Sabres trade.
No.
It just says happy 40th
I would throw
birthday,
a party so. For that. I would throw these balloons in the air for a trade
or
for something, which, again, I'm not impatient. It can happen.
Did get someone. I missed out on the obvious present for you, and it didn't occur to me, and quite honestly, I wouldn't have spent that much money on you, but someone did say to get you the dad sneakers.
Oh, the Air Monarchs?
Yeah. You know what? That'll be for 50.
Okay.
I'll get you a nice pair when you turn 50 in 10 years. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550 here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.